السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ. اشہد ان لا الہ الا اللہ وحدہ لا شریک لہ واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين إن الله لا يغفر أن يشرك به ويغفر ما دون ذلك لمن يشاء ومن يشرك بالله فقد افترى إثما عظيما.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Huzur says that the translation of this verse is that Allah Almighty is not going to forgive that somebody should be set up as a partner with him, and apart from that everything will be forgiven, whatever he likes, and whosoever sets up a partner with Allah, certainly he has fabricated a great sin against Allah. Huzur says that as due to the inventions the human beings are getting closer to one another, from the invention made in one country the people of other countries who live thousands of miles away, they are also benefiting from that. The internal connections and contacts, while they have opened up the ways of progress, at the same time the vices and the weaknesses of other people are also being adopted very rapidly in vices or in a worldly entertainment and pleasure. If the attractions are there, they attract the people. Therefore, the people in adopting those things, they show great haste and a great speed in that. That is to say that in adopting those things, they are in a hurry, and also they are greatly excited about that. At that time, they forget that who is that and what values or traditions he is upholding, or in which society he was brought up, and to which religion he is related, is attached, and what is liked by Allah Almighty and what he doesn't like. If he is a Muslim, then Allah Almighty, what purpose of creation Allah Almighty has mentioned for him. And there are so many things which are wrong, which in this desire of becoming modern and getting into the fashion, those people who are otherwise quite religious minded, such mistakes and are committed by those. So much so that some Ahmadis considering certain things, very petty things, they start doing those things. And the ultimate results are very bad. The ultimate results of those things are very bad. In these vices, which imperceptibly people, those who attract the people in very in such a way, and the vices which are not only a bad thing in the sight of Allah Almighty, rather that great sin which is unpardonable, and that is shirk, associating partners with Allah Almighty, as we have seen in that verse which I have just recited. As compared with the oneness of Allah Almighty, to in whatever form it may be, whether it is a very minor expression, but if that is made which puts a reflection on the concept of the oneness of Allah, that is not acceptable to Allah Almighty. So therefore a Muslim who claims to be firmly established in the oneness of Allah Almighty, those who recite La ilaha illallah, there is none worthy of worship except Allah, those people, they should understand the details of the oneness of Allah Almighty, and also knowing the details of setting up partners with Allah Almighty. So in this world where people do not have any regard for the oneness of Allah Almighty, one has to move very discreetly, very carefully. And particularly we Ahmadi Muslims, they should always keep that this point in mind, that we have initiated at the hand of the Imam of the age on this condition. And this condition, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has put it as the very first condition. The wording is that the one who is going to initiate, he would make a firm resolve that then later on, until he is entered into the grave, he will completely be far away from associating partners with Allah Almighty. This is the very first promise one makes while entering into the fold of Ahmadiyyat, the true Islam. Somebody can say that Muslims already, they recite Kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. No doubt these people recite the Kalima. But the Ahmadi people, when the Ahmadis, they have to bring these people to the real faith, and similarly they have to invite other people, the non-Muslim people, to the faith of Islam, and those who are atheists, they have to be brought by the Ahmadis to the real faith. Therefore this condition regarding the shirk, that one should never ever commit shirk by setting up partners with Allah Almighty, and the kalima of La ilaha illallah, which is recited by a Muslim, although it negates the shirk concept of shirk very vehemently, very strongly, but we see that despite that, in the Muslims, this shirk, which is called the shirk-e-khafi, the minor, hidden type of shirk, that is not very much taken care of. In words, it is very easy to say that for the Muslims and those who enter into the fold of Ahmadiyyat, and those who enter, for those Muslims, this is not a big condition while entering into the fold of Ahmadiyyat, but if you ponder, as I said, then in Muslims there are many such people who may not be committing apparent shirk, the obvious shirk, but they are involved and they are committing this hidden shirk. If the worship of the grave, some people do it by putting their forehead near the graves, and other people, while they may not be performing the prostration, but by offering various offerings, they have this hidden shirk in their hearts. And thirdly, if they are praying to while standing by the side of the grave, so at that time, instead of praying to God Almighty, they are praying to that peer, that religious person who is buried in that grave. They are begging from that person. And there are so many examples of that the ladies say that we are begged from Allah Almighty that He should bless us with a son, and there was no son born to them. But when we went to Data Darbar and begged from Data Sahib, then we got the son. And as the most of the ladies, they are weak in their faith, generally speaking, in a general way, among the Muslims, in prayers and other worships, the tendency is not there very much towards these things among the Muslims. Therefore, the ladies in particularly, and men also in general, when these sort of things happen, then they show weakness in their faith in Allah. Sometimes it is completely eliminated. But Hazrat Dada Ganj Bakhsh or any other peer or any religious person like that, but they have a faith in them more than their faith in God. Ladies and men, almost equally they are involved in this, and they are suffering from this weakness. 5 daily prayers, they are taken as burden, and the easiest way for them appears to be that they should go and offer the prayer at these graves and offer their covenants and commitments, and then get all these problems solved in this way. And as this system or this practice is continuing generation after generation, therefore the faith in Allah Almighty is being eroded slowly. I had the opportunity of seeing a poem written by a Hindu recently. He looking at these innovations in the Muslims, he had this courage that he wrote a poem that if we Hindus, if we worship our idols, then the Muslims also go to the graves of their religious leaders and they worship them, and they are the worshippers of those graves. He, God forbid, said to that extent that you sometime make the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as God, which is obviously an allegation upon Islam and a very barbaric allegation on a true mu'min. More than the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, no one was there who was the torchbearer of the oneness of Allah Almighty, who was the standard bearer of the unity of Allah, and nobody was there who could give the teaching of the Tawheed, the unity of Allah, more than him, and more than the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. No one could possibly be there who could have the full understanding and perception of the oneness of Allah Almighty, and then to impose that concept upon himself, no one could be similar to that or in any way equal to that. This Tawheed, the oneness of Allah, can only be understood by those people who always give preference to Allah to over everything else, and more than the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who was there, who used to give preference to Allah Almighty, and he was very keen and very restless about doing this thing. And the whole history is a witness to that, that for hours and for days he used to be busy himself in the worship of Allah Almighty. There is a prayer reported from him. That prayer that indicates the desire of his heart and his keen interest in the prayer in the unity of Allah Almighty. He says to Allah Almighty, Allahumma arzukni hubbaka wa hubba man yanfa'uni. Allahumma ma razaqtani mimma uhibbu faj'alhu quwwatan li fi ma tuhibbu wa ma zawaita anni faj'alhu faraghli fi ma tuhibbu. The meaning of this prayer is that, O Allah, bless me with your love and the love of those which benefits me in your presence, the love of him, and give me my favorite things. Make all those things as a support for me, so that I may increase in my love to you and also may increase in faith. And all those things which are taken away from me, my favorite things, and instead of that you give me those things which are which you are your favorite, loved by you. So the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if he seeks for any the love of anything, then he seeks the love of those things which are pleasing to Allah Almighty. And the love of everything pleasing in this world, that and then that he used to beg with this plea, that this should increase me in my faith and also in the love of Allah Almighty. So, therefore, some people who say that we go to these graves of these peers and fakir because they were the beloveds of Allah. So, regarding that, Allah Almighty has mentioned that you use these people, and sometimes people use the idols and the same excuse they present, that these are the and through them we are trying to reach to God Almighty through these people. So this, so if these people go to the graves of these peer and then pray, then if they ponder over the lives of those saintly people, then if they were pure from the shirk, then these prayers should be bringing them closer to God Almighty, and not this that as opposed to God Almighty they should be set up as such that this peer was the instrumental for us getting the children, and then it gives the opportunity to the non-Muslims to attack the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was so much keen for the proper training of the companions, and he was so much desirous of establishing the oneness of Allah Almighty, that he said that a little bit of show off in worship, that is also a shirk, a sort of setting up partners with Allah. He said that you avoid this shirk. This is the small mark which is there on the earth with the feet of the ant. Even you should avoid that. The companions asked, how could we avoid that? He said that you always offer this prayer, Allahumma inna na'uzu bika min an-nushrika bika shay'an na'lamuhu wa nastaghfiruka bima la na'lamu. That, O my Allah, that we come into your protection, that we should set up any partner with Allah, with you, anyone, knowingly, and maybe unknowingly, and we want to go to your forgiveness. So the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has always advised the Muslims to avoid and be far away from setting up partners with Allah Almighty. And he said this, and he said, I am a humble human being. If somebody was afraid of him, he always used to say that I am just a son of an ordinary lady. And this is the announcement which he was made to make by Allah Almighty, Ana Basharum Mislukum, that I am just a human being like unto you. So therefore, that thing was definitely wrong written by that Hindu, that you have made the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as God. If we have taken these idols as our gods, you have also done like that. Or we believe Krishna to be of a high status. But this thing is, what he has mentioned is right, that these people have, some of the Muslims have taken the graves as the object of their shirk. So this should be a point of worry for the Muslims, that because of their doings, the Islam is being alleged of a shirk. So ordinary Muslims, they cannot remove this misunderstanding and allegation. But it is the duty of an Ahmadi Muslim that in their conditions and in their doings, they should bring about a pious change. And they should make their worship in such a way that the unity of Allah Almighty, the oneness of Allah Almighty should be visible in our worship, in our actions, in our deeds. And we should tell the world that for the establishment of oneness of Allah Almighty, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was established, and by acting upon his teachings, we can establish the oneness of Allah. And as the condition of the Muslims has also got corrupted, therefore Hazrat Masih Maud alaihi salatu wasalam who was the greatest lover and the greatest follower of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, by following him and joining his community, you can really do justice to the establishment of the oneness of Allah Almighty. So when this is the responsibility of an Ahmadi, when this is the responsibility and this is the very first condition of joining the community, and this is the purpose of the advent of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, that he should be doing full justice to the servitude of his master and try his best to establish the oneness of Allah Almighty. So then how much we are required to be very carefully, we should try to abstain from all types of shirk. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam advising us in one place, he says in Al-Wasiyat that Allah Almighty wishes that all those souls, those who are living in various inhabitations of the world, whether they are Europe or Asia, all those who are pious in their heart, they should all be attracted to the oneness of Allah Almighty. And Allah Almighty should gather all the people on the concept of unity of Allah. This is the purpose of Allah Almighty for which I have been sent. So now you follow this purpose, this with weakness, with morals, and also putting emphasis on prayer. So this is included in the responsibility of an Ahmadi, that they should understand this purpose of Allah Almighty, and they should understand this commandment of Allah Almighty, and the responsibility which has been put on our shoulder by Allah Almighty, they should fully understand that. The Imam of the age, we should try to become his helper in this cause. In every action and in every statement of them, they should try their best to establish the oneness of Allah Almighty. Not only to the Muslims, but the followers of other religions as well. To all of them, the message of unity should be given. And they should try to bring them together on the message of one God. And the method which they promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned, there should be gentleness and expression of good moral, and whatever they may do, that is up to them, but you should be very kind, and more than anything else, emphasis on the prayer is there. Always it should be remembered that some innovations, when they get their way, get introduced, then they take the people away from the true teaching and the real teaching which was sent by Allah Almighty. People tend to forget that. And then these innovations, not only sometimes, but many a time, they corrupt the religion. And they bring the person stand as opposed to God Almighty, in front of God Almighty. All the previous religions in their original form, they have lost that, because with the passage of the time, more and more new innovations got their way into them. And in order to remove that, there was nobody sent, and there was nobody had to come, because it was Islam which was there to remain in its original pure form till the eternity. And the one who had to come, the last the law-bearing prophet, was the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And those bad innovations which got their way into the religion, then he had to remove all that with the true teaching. Also, as I said, that in these innovations, some Muslims these innovations have got their way into the Muslims in some cases, and there are certain innovations and bad actions are such, because of which the shirk has also got its way into them, not only the hidden shirk, but also the apparent and obvious shirk that is seen there. But Allah Almighty, according to His promise, He sent the Imam of this age, and by doing so, he has protected Islam and made the means of protecting Islam from this type of shirk. And inshallah, it is going to be preserved and safeguarded. these innovations which have got their way among in the Muslims, and the wrongdoings, the pointing out to all these, Hazrat Masih Maud says in one place that our way is exactly the same which was of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companion. Today these religious people have innovated so many things, like these going into retreat, and these are the things which we don't like. The real thing is the Islam and to reading of the Holy Quran with concentration and attention, and whatever is the teaching is there, to act upon that and to offer the prayer with full concentration. And the prayer should also be offered with the utmost devotion. So this prayer is something which takes a person actually to the highest status of ascension. And prayer, if the prayer is there, then everything is there. So therefore, the ordinary innovations are on one side. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, not only the ordinary innovations, he has also mentioned about those people who emphasize too much or certain types of words which are repeated. He has also included among these people as well into those people who follow the innovations, because the real thing they forget, the prayer which is the real thing, they forget that. And other wird and wazaif, these words which are repeated again and again, they emphasize on that, and that also becomes a sort of a satanic action. There is a story about a saintly person, that his sister, who was very pious, who was offering the tahajjud and the nawafil, offering of the nawafil, and very regular in worship, she in some meetings in some areas, when she went there and then started emphasizing on this wird and other things which are to be repeated again and again, and gradually those things which were the nawafil during the offer during the day, she left that, discontinued that. She said that instead of that I do this wird instead of those nawafil. He said no, this is wrong. But she did not understand this point, and gradually it so happened that she left abandoned offering of the tahajjud, and she continued to perform the zikr instead. And then he said that this zikr that you are doing, that is actually a temptation from Satan, then you should try to avoid that. This is not the instruction of Allah Almighty. If you want to avoid that, then you say la hawl and you will be saved from that. And after some time, that lady, she realized after a while that her attention even towards the obligatory prayer was diminishing. So then she realized herself, and she started reciting La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, this wording, this is in order to be safeguarded from the attacks of Satan. Then she was further renewed her interest in the nawafil and tahajjud and other prayers which she used to offer previously. So sometime, people do not know some of the things really, and they think that some of the good deeds which I am doing, these are very useful, and by performing these zikr, one can attain a very high position. Although basically zikr is not bad, this remembrance of Allah Almighty, one should always keep one's tongue busy in the remembrance of Allah Almighty. But that should be done after completion of the obligations which Allah Almighty has mentioned. The tradition with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has set up, along with the tahajjud and other prayers, if it is run there, then it is right. Leaving one thing and putting emphasis on the other thing and leaving the sunnah, that is wrong. So everyone should always remember, this point should always be remembered, that in those meetings of Allahu and the majalis of zikr, they are no doubt very good, but when they go to certain extreme limits, then they actually take the people to Satan's. So the real virtue is that which has been emphasized by Allah Almighty, which has been taught by Allah Almighty, and that is the establishment of the oneness of Allah Almighty. So then when those things which remind a person to the good deeds, sometimes they turn into innovations, then other innovations they also have their effect on innovations, and then these innovations they affect the society, and these innovations which apparently take the people to good deeds, they sometime deprive the people from the real things of obligation, the obligatory. So therefore the Ahmadis have to be particular about that, and the farais and the nawafil and the tahajjud, which are the essentials which have been emphasized by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he presented his sunnah, and then the prayer, and then the zikr and azkar, all these things come in that order. Then a person would be moving forward towards becoming the true believer. In the society, in order to abstain from that, avoid that, an Ahmadi should struggle in the form of a jihad, a very concerted effort. As I mentioned in the beginning, that with the modern latest inventions, some of the weaknesses, they have played their role in promoting these vices. And some people unknowingly, they put and throw the children into these things, which they do not know the reality of those things and what is the spirit of those things. They just following blindly of the people, what is being done in society, they just follow that and start doing the same thing. If they pay attention to that prayer, which was taught by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that there are some things which are done unknowingly, by doing that, we seek the forgiveness of Allah Almighty. Then the forgiveness of Allah Almighty, the prayer is made for that purpose. Then in future, that person is protected from committing some vices in future. So anyway, this vice, this weakness, and bad thing, which is nowadays very well prevalent in the West, and next few days it's going to be celebrated. I would like to mention that this is one ceremony of Halloween, and the Ahmadis, without any understanding, they also permit their children to get into this one without knowing the reality. If they ponder over it, this is an innovation which has come into Christianity, which brings the people to setting up partners with Allah Almighty, that is shirk. And these the bad souls, the spirits, and other things, they are not approved even in the Bible, but they have got into the practice of the Christians because they really don't know about that. Actually, it is considered to be a fun that the children have this desire, and that should be allowed to do it. So always it should be remembered that every fun, although it may be considered as a fun merrymaking, but which is rooted in shirk, and any sort of loss is there, the Ahmadis should always try to avoid that. I was drawn to this point because in charge of our research team, she mentioned that her daughter told her that on the occasion of Halloween, she will not do anything, but she will put on special costume, and then he should just wander around. She was a small daughter. She stopped her from doing it, and when she carried out the research then and investigated this matter, then some realities of very strange nature came to her knowledge, and I asked her to give those things to me. The summary of that I am going to present, because most of the children, they have been asking me about these things, and in their letters, and they are asking me about these things, what are the harms of getting into the practice of Halloween, and our parents do not allow us to participate in that, but the children of other Ahmadi families, children of other families, they participated with the permission of their parents. I used to give them the same reply, whichever was I knew, that this is a wrong and unpleasant, undesirable action, and I used to stop them. But now that the historical facts have come to surface, that it's very essential that the Ahmadis should avoid that and abstain from that. This in the West, in Christianity, in it was because of that Irish ceremony it has come, which the old pagans or those corrupted people of corrupted religions, it came through them. The summary is like this, that that it is based on the concept of the bad spirits, and this whole concept spoils the pure nature of the houses, although the people may say that this is a fun, but the foundation of that is wrong. And not only that much, but there is the element of shirk is also there, because the basic idea was that between the dead and the living people, then the boundaries that between them, they finish on 31st of October, and the dead people, they come out and they become very dangerous for the living people and create some problems for the living people, and put them, they start suffering from some ailments and problems are there. And in order to avoid that, these the magicians that they have, the so-called magicians they have, those who sacrifice the animals and the crops, they get the help of those. And bonfire is also is a part of this whole concept, so that the dead souls, they should be stopped from performing these things. And by terrifying them or by offering certain sacrifices, they should be pleased, so that they should not give any harm to anyone. And when they have to frighten someone, then for that purpose there are costumes and masks and various things are there in order to frighten those souls. So anyway, as I said, that when the spread of Christianity was there, then they adopted this ceremony, and this also become like a regular religious festival among them. The Catholics in particular, they celebrate it more commonly, and because of the Christianity, and also for the with the help of the media and their contact between them, although this practice is spread all over, especially in America and Canada, in UK, in Japan, New Zealand, Australia, and some countries of the Europe. And as I said, this is a hidden vice. The people in the West, including the Muslims, they are adopting it. The children wearing various costumes, they go door to door, and they receive something from those family members, so that peace should be given to those disturbed souls. If the people in those houses, they give something to those children, it means that those dead people will not harm them at all. This is like a shirk. Although they may say that this is a fun, this is simply for the sake of enjoyment, but the ideas behind them, they are the ideas of shirk. And this is against the dignity of an Ahmadi child, that he should get into those costumes of various natures and then go door to door and start begging. And although they say that we just wanted to have some chocolate and begging for that, even that is wrong. There should be a grace and dignity in an Ahmadi, and this dignity should be well established in their minds from the childhood. And then later on, these things also take the people away from religion. Anyway, when this thing is celebrated, then there is a message in that these bad spirits and the existence of that and the worship of Satan, and which is those extraordinary, the things of extraordinary powers and belief in those things, supernatural things, that is no means of any fun. This is totally wrong, and these are the satanic things. And our children not only should avoid that, but they should strictly avoid these things. Until very recently in the past, the people in the villages, the people, whenever these children used to go to beg something at their door, they used to give them that these dead souls should not inflict some harm upon them. But in any way, when these children and the elders, sometime they ask this question, That is why I am telling them that this is a bad innovation, which is gradually taking a person to setting up of partners with Allah Almighty, then in the name of fun and enjoyment, and the bad deeds and bad actions, they become emboldened to do wrong things, and then the parents and then these people, they show rudeness and bad morals to the neighbors, to the parents, and that is also one of the survey, that this is the result of that. And also certain other crimes, they are increasing because of this, because due to these things they get more encouraged and become more bold. And in the name of in the rights for the children, and all these things are sometimes permitted, and that approvals, and that is being given. But now these people are also raising their voices against that, because the morals, they are being badly affected. And then against Halloween, the people who are saying against that, they say that as a result of that, in the name of enjoyment, the attitude of frightening other people, that is attitude is also increasing, and the crime rate is increasing. And the films, they have also trained them wrongly, and when on top of that, practically they are allowed to do so in the name of fun and enjoyment. Then the result of that is corruption in society and badness in society. And the most important thing for us, as I said, is that to set up these dead people as against God Almighty. That is actually what happens. And to think that this is a method of safeguarding against any ill effect of these people, and that is a sort of shirk which is being established as against those, the bad effect of these dead people. And these children, they offer some gifts to pacify their souls. And these magicians, they are frightening the people. Anyway, Huzur says that this is a very absurd sort of concept. And there is a writer, Dr. Grace Ketterman. He is an Ahmadi. He writes in his book, In Child Problems, UN Child Problems, the tragic byproduct of fear in the life of children as early as pre-adolescence is interested in the involvement of supernatural cult phenomena. So in the life of the children before they become adult, then this is the very frightening situation which is being created unknowingly. That is the interest in a supernatural thing and being frightened from that. Now, because of these Halloweens, these things which are being created there, and these are not only that much that they just go wearing various costumes and go door-to-door begging, but some grown-up children, by force, they try to frighten the people, the family members, and they get into committing and doing other things, and the result of that is that then in society, the whole society and the vicinity, they are harming that society, and also they become nuisance for the parents, and they also waste, spoil their life. Therefore, I would say once again to the Ahmadis that they should completely abstain from these things. Ahmadi children and the elders, it is their responsibility. They should develop their relationship with Allah Almighty, that is, and recognize the purpose of our creation. And they should do what Allah Almighty has commanded us to do. The effect of the Western society should not be so much imposed upon them that there is no distinction between good and bad. The relationship with Allah Almighty and the greatness of Allah Almighty is forgotten, and they should get involved into hidden shirk. And as a result, later on it comes to the apparent shirk. Allah Almighty protect all the people from that. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says that a human being claims that the worship of Allah Almighty, but is this worship is only with lot of prostration and standing postures, or just moving the beads, But actually the worship is done only by that person who is so much attracted to the love of Allah Almighty that his own being is completely removed and have firm faith in the existence of Allah Almighty. And he knows about the beauty and excellence of Allah Almighty. And the relationship of love with Allah Almighty is so much that the fire of the love of Allah Almighty is so much in the heart, and that should be visible in his face, and that should be greatness of Allah Almighty should be in the heart of that person, that all except Allah Almighty should be completely like a dead thing, and every fear should be attached to Allah, and every being with Allah Almighty should be the source of enjoyment and happiness, and apart from Allah Almighty there should be no rest for that person. And if that is there, this is a prastish, this is worship. And without the special help of Allah Almighty, it cannot be created. Therefore, Allah Almighty has taught this prayer, Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in, that we worship you, O Allah. But how is it possible that we can do full justice to the worship unless you do not help us in a special way? So by declaring Allah Almighty as the object of worship, that is the a great status of wilayat. But this status cannot be achieved without the help of Allah Almighty. And the indication of attaining this status is that greatness of Allah Almighty should be rooted in the heart, and the love of Allah should be there, and the person should be depending upon Allah Almighty and love Allah Almighty, and as against anything else it should adopt that, and the purpose of his creation should be the remembrance of Allah Almighty. And like Hazrat Ibrahim, he should with his own hand, if the command is there to sacrifice his own children with the hand or putting somebody into the fire, then one should be ready to perform with the intensity of the love of Allah Almighty, because it is the pleasure of Allah Almighty, he should work so much hard that there should be no deficiency and shortcoming in the obedience to Allah Almighty. This is very difficult to do, and very few people are those who drink this tasty drink. And avoiding adultery is not something great, and not giving false witness is not that great. But to adopt Allah Almighty in everything and have the real love of Allah Almighty, and for God's sake to endure all the hardships, rather to create some difficult situations for them, this is the high status which is not attained except for those who are Siddiq, the truthful people. And Allah Almighty, every human being is appointed for this purpose. So that, and then when they do so, then there is a reaction from God Almighty, and that is the reward from Allah Almighty. As Allah Almighty teaches a prayer in the Holy Quran, Ihdinas siratal mustaqim siratal ladina namta alaihim, that O Allah, show us the right path, guide us to the right path, the path of those people who were bestowed your favors, and those who were given your special bounties. And this is the way with Allah Almighty, that when the prayer is accepted, then Allah Almighty definitely gives a prayer as a result of that, a blessing as a result of that. And then extraordinary things which other people cannot show any example, that is also one of the favors of Allah Almighty which are given to special people of Allah. Allah Almighty enable us that follow these statements mentioned by the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, we follow and we come up to those expectations which he mentioned, and we should be working very hard about that. We should do our best as far as we can. If we do our heart, then Allah Almighty will bless us. Allah Almighty, may Allah do it that way. Ameen.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, namadu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'uzu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر